Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 10th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Samsung announced an event February 20th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco with a simultaneous keynote in London, and the Wall Street Journal reports that the company plans to announce three new Galaxy S10 models, a lower-end Galaxy S10 Lite with a 5.8-inch display, Galaxy S10 with a 6.1-inch display, and a Galaxy S10 Plus with a 6.4-inch display, all for a March release. And a new foldable smartphone dubbed the Galaxy Fold. Samsung reportedly decided to move up its announcement before Mobile World Congress, which happens in Barcelona February 25th through the 28th this year, to get ahead of Huawei, which plans to introduce its own foldable smartphone at the trade show. Amazon Web Services announced a new managed database based around open source project MongoDB called DocumentDB. AWS evangelist Jeff Barr said Wednesday that the new database works with MongoDB version 3.6, which was introduced back in November of 2017. About 3 months ago, MongoDB announced that new releases of its open source project would be covered by a new SSPL license, which requires anyone offering MongoDB as a cloud service to release their code as an open source project of their own. But DocumentDB appears to work with a previous version of MongoDB released before that license went into effect. AMD announced the Radeon 7, the first 7-nanometer GPU marketed to consumers. AMD said it should be about 25% faster than the last model at the same power consumption. The Radeon 7 has 60 compute units at speeds to up to 1.8 gigahertz with 16 gigabytes of high bandwidth memory. AnandTech described the Radeon 7 as a Radeon Instinct MI50 with a bit higher boost clock. AMD CEO Lisa Su showed it running Devil May Cry 5 in 4K at 60 frames per second. It arrives February 7th for $699. The company also announced the 7-nanometer 3rd-gen Ryzen 3 chips will start shipping mid-2019. AMD ran a Siena bench test at stock frequencies that showed 30% less power draw and a slight edge in performance than a Core i9 at 900K. Twitter told Engadget it will choose a few thousand people to try out new features meant to make Twitter more conversational. Participants will be able to share what they're trying out with followers and then give feedback back to Twitter about how well they work. Twitter will start testing the program in the coming weeks. Apple CEO Tim Cook appeared on CNBC's Mad Money program to let people know Apple will launch new services this year. The most obvious for Apple would be to launch that TV service, given the billions that the company has spent on unreleased original programming and the appearance of iTunes TV and movies on Samsung TVs. Cook also said he thought people in the future would call health Apple's greatest contribution to humankind, which implies some kind of health-related service. He also reiterated that the iPhone XR has been the most popular iPhone every day since launch and that the Apple Watch and AirPods bring in more money than the iPod ever did. On a related note, Nikkei reports its sources say Apple has reduced planned productions of iPhones by 10% for Q1 of this year. Xiaomi's stock is having a rough week with a three-day decline down 17%. That counts for $6.2 billion in market value. Billions of Xiaomi shares are now unlocked after a six-month lockup period after the company's IPO last July. Analysts have pointed to China's slowing smartphone market and increased competition from rival companies like Huawei for the sell-off. IKEA will start selling its smart blinds dubbed the Furter starting April 1st. The blinds are made of a blockout fabric and need no electrical installation. Instead, they use a lithium-ion battery pack that can be recharged with an included USB power brick. Blinds can run independently or as a group in the house via a wireless remote or when paired with Tradefi, which is IKEA's smart home Wi-Fi hub, or by any phone or tablet that supports Apple's HomeKit, Amazon's Assistant, or Google Assistant. No official price in the U.S. yet, but in Europe, the blinds will go from between $113 and $181, with sizes up to 76.8 inches wide. And finally, some good news for those of us with more than one Instagram account. The iOS version will now allow you to post a photo or video to multiple accounts at once. CEO Kevin Systrom told Wired back in 2017 that the company preferred to focus on authenticity and users' connections by not allowing things like regrams and multi-posts. But Systrom and his co-founder Mike Krieger have since left the company. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.